This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Also on the president-elect's mind today, jobs and trade and tax policy. Here's just a quick clip of that.
There will be a major border tax on these companies that are leaving and getting away with murder.
Trump and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan have made it clear that an update to the tax code is on their agenda, corporate tax policy in particular. The update part is not all that controversial, really. The how to update Bart kind of is. Lawrence Summers was the Secretary of the Treasury for President Clinton. He was an economic advisor in the first Obama term. He is now a columnist at The Washington Post, where his most recent piece is about corporate tax reform. Mr. Secretary, thanks for coming on, sir.
Glad to be with you.
We should say here right at the outset that you agree with President-elect Trump and Speaker Ryan that corporate tax reform is a thing they got to tackle right away, right?
I do very much agree that there's a strong case. We've got the highest rate in the world. We don't raise as much revenue as we would like to. $2.5 trillion sits outside the country. It's hard to believe that we've got the right system.
Well, then what, just in layman's terms, is Speaker Ryan proposing, and what's wrong with it?
He's proposing a radical change in our existing institutions, and in particular, a major step to change the taxation of exports and imports that would do great damage to firms in our country that import and sell to consumers, retailers, for example, would put exporters quite likely in the situation of running tax losses on a near permanent basis. The effect of this quite possibly would be to put a spike into the dollar, which would cause substantial financial uncertainty and issues around the world as well.
Let me ask you this, sir. If I'm a farmer in Iowa or somebody working in Silicon Valley or somebody just trying to get by, how does this affect me?
Depends on exactly where you are. You may lose your job if you're at one of the firms that's going to be substantially damaged. You may end up being lucky because you may find yourself paying higher prices for consumer goods. You may end up being one of the lucky winners as the tax feeds through. But I don't think this is a time to throw everything up in the air.
How does this line up with President-elect Trump's stated aims of being tougher on China and protecting American jobs and tariffs and trade protectionism and all of that?
I think it's going to be I think it depends on how it feeds through and exactly how it's implemented. But I think there's a real risk that it's not going to end up having the benefits that are hoped. There's a real chance that it will push the dollar up very substantially. And if it does that, that's going to make it harder for American areas to compete. If the dollar goes up 15% against the Mexican peso, as it has since President-elect Trump was elected, it means that anybody deciding whether to locate a factory in Mexico or Ohio is going to find Mexico 15% cheaper than they did before.
Take a step back for me, would you, sir, since I've got you on the phone, and give me your sense of, with this economy near full employment, inflation low, jobs rising, and basically things proceeding apace, what do you make of the president-elect's plans for economic growth and stimulus in this economy?
They're not very well spelled out. Certainly we need to do more to promote growth, and I agree with the president-elect about that. But I am very worried that the consequence of these particular proposals will be to channel the benefits to those at the very high end with very limited benefit for most Americans. And I think some of the deregulation risks ushering in another financial crisis.
That's a fairly grim ending to this interview.
Well, I think it's going to be a difficult time. If we know anything, it is that populist policies can easily lead to short-run benefits with very big long-run costs.
Larry Summers, former Secretary of the Treasury. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.